Welcome to the Poetry Professor Podcast with Stephen Cavett, where every week I read you an original poem, and then we talk about its key technique. In today's episode, you'll hear Canyon Vigil from my book Noctis Terrors, and we'll talk about sentence length. Here's Canyon Vigil. I swear there's a black spot in the Milky Way over Nine Mile Ranch. A handful of dark patches, like a volcanic reef pushing through cobalt waves. A gap I didn't see 20 years ago in the Tennessee Hills, or 10 years back when constellations spilled onto the adobe roofs of Ghost Ranch in New Mexico. I think about alien ships, the expanding universe, galaxies holding hands for as long as they can. I think I need my eyes checked, or that I found the door in the sky I was looking for that night above Chattanooga, when I pushed the muzzle of a .38 against my temple and thought, no more. An impossible blonde girl back in the house, and the stars almost to Christmas. It's cold in the canyon. The horses sleep shuffle in the barn. The hound snores under the hammock. Ben Meade, who's lived 84 years mining gas and coal, driving cattle between the ruins, beating his Stetson until it sits just right, sleeps in the big house next to his wife, and I'm standing here in sandals and a down coat, craning my neck, wondering what held the stars together. Let's talk about sentence length and how it shapes our experience of a poem. What do long or short or medium sentences do in our bodies as we read or as we hear poetry? This poem only has 6 sentences in it. In fact, the first 3 long sentences take up about 60-something percent of the poem. So here's sentence 1. I swear there's a black spot in the Milky Way over Nine Mile Ranch, a handful of dark patches, like a volcanic reef pushing through cobalt waves. A gap I didn't see 20 years ago in the Tennessee Hills, or 10 years back when constellations spilled onto the adobe roofs of Ghost Ranch in New Mexico. That first sentence took up about 4.5 lines in this prose poem. Sentence number 2 is going to be almost 2 lines long. And it goes, I think about alien ships, the expanding universe, galaxies holding hands for as long as they can. And then sentence 3 gets longer again. I think I need my eyes checked, or that I found the door in the sky I was looking for that night above Chattanooga, when I pushed the muzzle of a .38 against my temple and thought, no more. An impossible blonde girl back in the house, and the stars almost to Christmas. That line is also about 4.5 lines long in this prose poem. Those long sentences give it a letting it all go vibe. Our speaker is pouring it all out on the page. Next, we have 3 short sentences, 3 fairly simple sentences. It's cold in the canyon. The horses sleep shuffle in the barn. The hound snores under the hammock. These short sentences put our feet back on the ground. They give us a breather. The speaker just told us that he thought about killing himself. That's a pretty deep moment, right? We need a moment of recovery. Then we pick up momentum again in the last sentence. Ben Meade, who's lived 84 years mining gas and coal, driving cattle between the ruins, beating his Stetson until it sits just right, sleeps in the big house next to his wife, and I'm standing here in sandals and a down coat, craning my neck, wondering what held the stars together. That's another sentence that's about 4.5 lines long in the print version. So one thing that's happening in these longer sentences is a kind of gush or letting it all out, right? Almost a therapy speak. The other thing that's happening with these different length sentences is that we're creating rhythm. In a poem, unlike a song, we don't have a background band. We don't have the bass line happening. We don't have a drummer. So one way that we can create the rhythm that our listeners or readers feel in their bodies is the length of our sentences. That's setting the rhythm. It's fast and wild and running free in these first three sentences. And then it's more staccato, slowing us down a bit in the middle with the shorter sentences. And then that long, almost run-on sentence at the end is once again getting away from us and taking us somewhere. I'll be completely honest with you and tell you that when I teach fiction, I usually tell my students the opposite. I usually tell them that the short sentences are punchier and they grab your attention, and the longer sentences form more of that narrative background. But in my prose poems especially, the sentences are doing the opposite. So the long sentences are kind of like a rushing river, and the shorter sentences are more of those still pools in between where we can recollect and gather ourselves for a minute. Let's hear Canyon Visual one more time. And this time, listen for how the different lengths of sentences make you feel. Here's Canyon Vigil out of 9 Mile Canyon, Utah. I swear there's a black spot in the Milky Way over 9 Mile Ranch. A handful of dark patches, like a volcanic reef pushing through cobalt waves. A gap I didn't see 20 years ago in the Tennessee hills, or 10 years back when constellations spilled onto the adobe roofs of Ghost Ranch in New Mexico. I think about alien ships, the expanding universe, galaxies holding hands for as long as they can. I think I need my eyes checked, or that I found the door in the sky I was looking for that night above Chattanooga, when I pushed the muzzle of a .38 against my temple and thought, no more. An impossible blonde girl back in the house, and the stars almost to Christmas. It's cold in the canyon. The horses sleep shuffle in the barn. The hound snores under the hammock. Ben Mead, who's lived 84 years mining gas and coal, driving cattle between the ruins, beating his Stetson until it sits just right, sleeps in the big house next to his wife, and I'm standing here in sandals and a down coat, craning my neck, wondering what held the stars together. If you're riding along with me, pick a poem that you're revising, one that you haven't gotten quite right yet, and play with the length of your sentences. Break some sentences into short, punchy ones. Combine a couple of sentences into a long sprawl. Maybe use commas and joining words like and, but. See what you feel in your body from a medium length sentence. Have a little fun with it. Thanks so much for listening to the Poetry Professor Podcast with me, Stephen Cabot. Today you heard Canyon Vigil from my book Noctis Terris. It's available on Kindle Unlimited and in print at major online booksellers, and the link's in the episode description. See you next week.